Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
All right, good morning, or maybe it's good evening wherever you are. This is Sports Rage Late Night. It is not with Gabe Morenci, though. Gabe is at the Dodger game. Gabe really is at the Dodger game. Took tonight off, so he's at Dodger Stadium. Behind home plate, if you want to look for him. Right now, the Dodgers are losing 1-0, so it's an unhappy game. But the Dodgers do have runners on first and second with one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Gabe said he'd call in. We shall see if he does. He's not too bummed if the Dodgers lose, or not too inebriated if they win. So we'll see if Gabe calls in. And he does have some tape segments coming up later, so you will hear from Mr. Sports Rage here. But like I said, he's at Dodger Stadium enjoying the game. Gabe, as you all know, is a big, big Dodger fan here. So I'm rooting for the Dodgers. Might have a shingle or two on them as well here. So Gabe looks like he'll be calling in later. And Gabe and I did do a couple of tape segments. You'll hear that in the 1 o'clock hour talking about hockey as the hockey season opens tomorrow. All right, I guess first off here, the Monday Night Football game has ended here. What a – I don't know how to – I'm talking to Matthias before the show. Did the Colts just find ways to lose? I mean, that was horrendous. I mean, that was utterly horrendous. How do you lose that game? They were up 16 points, two touchdowns and two-point conversions. All right, Ravens come down, get a touchdown. All right, no big deal. You convert, no big deal. Fine, it happens. You weren't going to keep the Ravens down all game. You come down, try and kick a field goal. It's blocked. Okay, you can sort of see where this was going. They block the field goal. The Ravens come right down again, touchdown, and to get the two-point conversion. And then you get down, a dumb penalty by a Ravens defender. Moves the ball 15 yards. You set yourself up for a field goal. And he misses it. This has been a bad, bad week for kickers, right? How many kickers have we seen? I think there was 13 missed field goals, including tonight. Actually, it'd be 14 if you count the block. So just not a good week. And it was well over 20 missed kicks, period. So there was at least 7 missed extra points as well. Just a rotten, rotten weekend for kickers here. And we're not exactly talking December where the weather was awful. You know, other than Kansas City, I think most of it was really nice. I don't remember any weather games coming out here. It's like it's windy in Buffalo and they couldn't kick the ball, or it's snowing in Green Bay or whatever it might be. But just what an awful weekend for kickers. And I can't say enough about why do these teams keep relying on kickers to win games? You know, why do they keep on relying on them? Go for the touchdown. What did the Ravens do in the overtime? It was great. They weren't playing it soft at all. They were going for a touchdown. Yeah, yes, you need a touchdown in overtime to win the game so the Colts can't get the ball back, but they went for it. They weren't playing, you know, play for a field goal. We don't want to take our chance, get an interception or a turnover, a fumble or anything like that. No, they went for it. Wish more coaches would do that in today's game. It's frustrating when you see it over and over again. So what a brutal loss for the Colts. I mean, just a brutal loss for the Colts. Carson Wentz, for all the grief we give him, and I'm up there, I'm not a big Wentz guy, played pretty well tonight. I mean, he played pretty well, deserved a better fate here. I just don't know how to explain that game. Why did the defenses fall apart 3 straight touchdown drives at the end of that game? That's how they lost the game. You know, I don't know what to tell you there. You know, if you're a Colts fan, and this is a brutal loss for the Colts. Their schedule to open the season was hard. I don't have any doubt. Not as hard as the Kansas City Chiefs schedule, mind you, but it was hard. And they had injuries to worry about, right? Wentz came into the season banged up. Quentin Nelson banged up, and Nelson's out again. He's a very important part of that team. So it was strange, just strange to see this game get away from them. You know, they lost to Seattle to open the season. Then you lose to the Rams. You lose to Tennessee, a team you always seem to beat. You beat Miami, another team that's struggling that we thought would play better this season. And you know, if you win tonight, and you should have won tonight, you're 2-3, which doesn't sound all that great, but no one else in that division is all that great either. You would only be a game behind Tennessee, all right, a game and a half, because Tennessee would have the tiebreaker. But that's it. And if you're being 2-3, you would take that. You would take that and run, especially with the schedule easing up a little bit, right? You got Houston next week, and you got San Fran, Tennessee, Jets, Jacksonville. So the schedule eases up now in the next 5 weeks. Brutal loss for the Colts here. Like I said, in my mind, they snatched defeat out of the jaws of victory, and it shouldn't have just shouldn't have happened here. As for the Ravens, you played three quarters of bad football, and you won the game. I mean, that's all I can tell you. You played three quarters of bad football. You didn't. I wouldn't say you deserved to win the game, but sometimes, you know, ugly wins are better than pretty losses. Lamar Jackson, big game. He was 37 of 43. At six incomplete passes for 442 yards. All right, four touchdowns. Oh, I just realized I lost his prop on his rushing by the hook. He had 62 yards rushing with 62 and a half. Oh, well, can't win a ball here. But 442, fantastic. His rating was 140.5. He accounted for over 500 yards of offense. I mean, wow, what a game for Lamar Jackson. Certainly in the MVP conversation once again for the Ravens here. So we're going to talk more about this game. And we're not going to ignore the elephant in the room, too, about John Gruden, as he is no longer coach of the Raiders after what he said. It's amazing people don't learn that you don't say things. You don't put things on paper. You don't put things in print that can be they're going to come back to haunt you. And I said, we'll talk about more about that later on in the show. And as for those of you asking in the chat, yes, Gabe is at the Dodger game. He's behind.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Find home plate. So if you want to look for him, feel free. He's at the game. He had this plan for a while. He was going to the game. Someone asked, I saw where Farrell is going, Scotty Farrell. He's on vacation. So that's why he's not there. So once again, Sports Rage Late Night. I'm George Kurtz. I'll be here with you all night. We do have a couple of tape segments with Gabe. So Sports Rage Late Night. I'm George Kurtz, and we'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Hey, Mo, wanna come with me and Wally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite team's in it. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't cut out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is gonna be watching with his wife, Hillary.
All right. I got to tell you, one of my favorite parts about this program is definitely the intros with the Simpsons and all the other gambling tidbits they have here. It makes me laugh every time, though I've heard it 1,000 times. I think it's funny here. Can you imagine how Gabe is feeling right now after that play by Brandon Crawford?
For those who are not watching, he's squeezing nice and tight out of his seat.
For those who aren't watching, Mookie Betts hit a throws on first and second, two outs, bottom of seven, Dodgers are down a run. Mookie Betts hits a shot right over Crawford's head, and he jumps. A good, good play by Crawford to rob a single. Game is not tied. Goes to the top of the eighth here. Scherzer is out of the game now. Blake Treinen's in for the Dodgers. So a great, great pitch game by Scherzer. Yet he'll get nothing for it, other than the fact that he kept the Dodgers in the game. But what a play! Knowing Gabe, I can imagine what he's going through right now. And I love some of the comments in the chat that someone bet the Giants. The only analysis is Gabe is there. That's why. That's the only analysis by Robin Dubois. That's hilarious. I didn't know Gabe was that unlucky when he goes to games. I can imagine how he's feeling now. And like I said, he said he's calling in. I don't know if he is truly going to call in after the game. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. I told him not to worry about it. But it should be interesting, though, because I know, listen, if I'm a Dodgers fan and you lose this game, last thing I want to do is call in. You know, I'm miserable as it is. You know, I wouldn't be happy about that, and I probably wouldn't want to call in. Plus, you know, you're in the middle of the parking lot. I don't know. He's going to call in maybe from Dodger Stadium until the ushers kick him out. So we'll see here. But, that's brutal. That's brutal. Gabe will be back tomorrow night, by the way. It's only the one show that he's out for, so we can watch his Dodgers here. So I mentioned, like I said, the elephant in the room, John Gruden. We heard about this a couple days ago, right? That he said some not nice things about DeMaurice Smith and apparently Roger Goodell also.
You know, and you sort of knew he was on borrowed time. Now, and then some more emails came out tonight. Apparently a whole treasure trove of them, where he pretty much obliterated everybody and every group. Doesn't like anybody. You know, I find it strange. You know, not that Gruden admitted he said it. So, you know, you deserve what you get there, John. I'm sure they'll work out some kind of contract negotiation with him and the Raiders. It's not like he's not going to be paid the rest of his contract. He could have stayed on there and fought that. But, you know, he's done now. He'll never have a job in the NFL or in media again. So he's toast there. But I just find it funny that, you know, they can't. This all came from the investigation of the Washington football team and Daniel Snyder. All right, what's going on there? So nothing's coming out on Snyder, right? Apparently this guy smells like a rose. But everything comes out on John Gruden, who's not even a part of what's going on there. You know, it seems like the owners will protect themselves, but anybody else is fair game. Fair game. And I have to think that somebody wanted Gruden gone. I don't know why. I can't think of a reason why they'd want him gone. But I have to think somebody wanted him gone. For all of his emails to come out about him and nothing else, it seems like somebody wanted Gruden out of Vegas for whatever reason. You know, it's terrible because, you know, I don't feel bad for Gruden. You said the things. You deserve to be gone. All right? So don't let the door hit you on the way out. But all his assistant coaches, and they're not millionaires. You know, they're not millionaires. And they may be gone. You know, the new coach eventually may not want them. You know, so after the season, they could be gone. I don't think that's fair. Never been a big fan of that. I don't think that's fair that it's the coaches who get, you know, sort of the assistant coaches that get the short end of the stick there. You know, so I do feel bad for them, not Gruden. I was never a Gruden fan, not because of anything like this, but when he was on ESPN, everybody was great. You know, I couldn't listen to that anymore. Everybody was great because you knew he wanted to get back in the NFL eventually, and he did not want to offend anybody. You know, so everybody was great. Yeah, no matter how bad the play was, John, they lost by 38 points. Oh, they were great. They played hard. That sort of thing. And it drove me insane. I couldn't take that anymore. Just couldn't take that anymore. So he started
the reason
why. Talk
about the whole thing happening on Monday Night Football. You know, the whole thing came out during Monday Night Football, which is, you know, was his thing. You know, he was Monday Night Football besides the actual football part.
Okay, it did come out during Monday Night Football. Anybody buying that as a coincidence? Sort of goes back to my point here, that someone was trying to make an example of him. You know, that someone wanted him dead.
Yeah,
it just comes
sense.
Out on Monday Night Football. You know, not a Friday, was not anything going on. Not a Thursday for Thursday Night Football, not Sunday. But Monday Night Football. Like I said, I think someone was after him. You know, I don't know why. Maybe they were after the Raiders. I don't think so. I think it's more Gruden. I don't see how this other than it embarrasses the Raiders a little bit. But hey, eventually you will save some cash about Gruden being gone. So just strange, just strange.
Well, the script. I think the script is there for us to see, Kurtz, because you know you look at the things that were sent out. You know, the homophobic things. You know, the about the player on the team, the women's being refereeing on the sidelines. Talk about things to make people angry. And like you said, it seems like this was set up and somebody wanted him gone. Anybody who sees those emails, right away, if you're not with that lifestyle, you want that person out of your lifestyle.
Yeah, it's the women on the sidelines, why do you care? I mean, you hate old refs anyway, right? That's the way it works. Doesn't matter, you know, female,
right, exactly.
Male, alien, we all hate them. I mean, you know, it's a rough job, so I don't care if it's a woman, man. Generally, you're angry because you think they missed the call. It doesn't matter if they're man or woman. You're gonna, what, because you don't want to yell at a woman? Is that what it is? You know, so a certain language you're embarrassed about? Well, then maybe you shouldn't be using that language if you're embarrassed about it. I just find that strange that he's upset about a woman on the sideline. You know, if she can do the job, who cares? Yeah, that's my only question. I don't care if you're female or male. Can you do the job? You know, if you can do a job, then the job's yours. Go do it. You know, if I'm a coach, am I going to yell at you? Yeah, I'm probably going to yell at you. That's just the way it works, right? Officials get yelled at. And then, for the most part, you have to know that going in. As most people know, I referee men's hockey leagues, and it's nowhere near what a professional ref is. I'm well aware of that. But still, I'm aware I'm going to get yelled at. That's the job. And if you can't take that, if you're someone who's going to get offended when someone tells you, you know, you effing suck, well, then you shouldn't be doing the job. You know, you just really shouldn't. You got to let that roll off. Because I know when I played, I yelled at refs, too. You know, just the way, you know, you're sort of letting off that steam there. So, you know, that's just the way it is in my mind. But I don't understand why he would put this in ink, you know, on paper, or email, electronic, whatever. It's just idiotic. I wonder this. Do you think that he was nervous? You know, but he had to know that these emails were out there. you know, maybe he forgot about it, but he had to be nervous that this could come back to haunt him once he heard about this investigation. You know, any kind of investigation like that, everything comes out. You know, as far as whether or not they're going to make it public or not, you don't know. And by the way, I'm not too thrilled about the NFL here. Think about that. They knew about this, yet they covered it. You know, and then they wanted the Raiders. All of a sudden, they wanted the team, right? They wanted the team to decide the punishment. Usually, it's the exact opposite, right? Usually, it's, oh, no, we'll do it. And the teams wait for the NFL to make the punishment, right? Any kind of steroids thing or legal thing, they wait for the league to do it. Yet the league this time, I mean, what would the league have done if the Raiders didn't insist he resign tonight? Let him keep letting him go, even though everything else came out here? I mean, don't get me wrong. The NFL knew they were going to have to. Not so much that the Raiders would be embarrassed about this, but their corporate sponsors would. That's where the issue was. That's why the Raiders had no choice.
Kurtz, hell would have rained down on the Raiders if they did not let Gruden go. You know, look at the things that were said. In this climate that we live in today, it was an easy three strikes and you're out. You know, he didn't even need the three strikes. It was one strike and you're out with this one. You know, when you talk about the things that were said and what Gruden did, and just kind of things that he covers up, you know, the facts are there. The writing is on the wall. There was no running from this. You know, the league didn't have to do anything because they knew that the Raiders couldn't decline to not fire him. You know, the fans would have torched down the stadium. They would have flown from all around to protest those games.
Yeah, and well, being pointed out to me by Leg Show Magazine in the chat that last week in Vegas was Pride Week. Once again, another coincidence, right? It's just like I said, too many.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The coincidence is going on here for me. That for me not to believe something was happening here. I just wonder why. Why was he the one who was targeted? Now, what don't we know here? Sports Rage Late Night. I'm George Kurtzman. I'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Wow. The late, great Dennis Green, for those who don't know who that was. That was one of the best rants ever after a game. I believe they lost to the Vikings or the Bears, whoever the other Bears. So, great rant. I would probably put that rant up there with Jim Mora for the playoffs. Don't talk to me about playoffs. Just want to win a game. Great rants. I mean, most press conferences after a game, when you get the coach or whoever, they're boring. It's all hell. They don't mean anything. But every now and then, you get somebody who just goes off, who tells you the truth about how they feel. And Dennis Green did. And Jim Mora did.
That could have been Coach Rick tonight. That could have been the Colts coach tonight in that press conference. He could have said the same thing. We let him off the hook. We were up by how many points? 19 points, whatever it was, 23-6 or something like that, and they let him off the hook.
They did. You can't lose that game. Not when you're 1-3. Hell, if you're 3-1, you can't lose the game. You just can't lose that game. Just like I said, an awful way to lose. All right, update on the baseball game here. It is not looking good for Gabe. Good for you, Robin. I mean, we're in the bottom of the eighth now. Two outs. Still 1-0. 1-0 Giants here. I mean, this is a fantastic game. If you like baseball, you know, I know a lot of people want the slugouts, and they want to see 9,000 runs scored, but it's a nice pitching duel here. All right, so it's a good game here. Justin Turner is up at the plate now. Mr. Redbeard himself, he has one of the hits for the Dodgers in this game. The only run came, by the way, on an Evan Longoria home run. All right, Evan Longoria hit a home run in the fifth inning. That's it. That is it. Giants only have three, three hits, one by Buster Posey, of course, and another one by Chris Bryant. Dodgers have five hits, just haven't been able to string more than two of them together here. Pujols, by the way, had two hits tonight. Yeah, good for him. This guy just doesn't age. 2 hits for Pujols, 1 for Turner, as I mentioned. Souza had one in the pinch hitting role in Pujols' spot, by the way. So that spot in the batting order, which I think is 7th or 8th, has 3 hits. Will Smith, the catcher, has the other hit for the Dodgers here. But like I said, so far they haven't been able to string of hits together and no extra base hits, which may be the biggest problem here. Alex Wood started the game for the Giants, but he only went 4 2/3. Pitched well, but he threw 83 pitches in those 4 2/3. So 4 strikeouts, 2 walks. Yeah, Scherzer went 7 innings, 10 strikeouts. Pitched great. I guess you can make the old say the old axiom, he made one mistake, and Longoria hit it a mile. That's never true, by the way. Pitchers make a lot more than one mistake. So it was the only mistake that got hit is really what happened there. But it'd be a tough luck loser if Scherzer, if the Dodgers can't come back in this game. I'm on the under here, and the Dodgers. So be 1-1 here. As far as that's concerned. All right, let's go back to the NFL. We'll talk more about baseball once all these games are over here. And maybe Gabe calls in. Maybe he does it, though. It'll be an angry game. Either Gabe's angry on a normal basis. I can imagine what's going to go on here. He really thought the Dodgers were going to win tonight. So did I. Turner, by the way, flies out to right. We're going to the 9th inning. Still, Giants 1. Dodgers nothing. Giants win. They would be up to 2-1. 2 series in the series. And have you heard of the... If you watched Game Time Decisions earlier tonight... Or in game live, the first couple of hours, Joe Ranieri and I were on. Once again, we were covering for Gabe and Cam. Cam was also off tonight because Cam Stewart. It's Canadian Thanksgiving. If you're wondering where he was tonight, he's not with Gabe. It was Canadian Thanksgiving, so he was down there having turkey. And yes, they do have turkey. I didn't know that either. I looked it up. So they had turkey there, and Cam's having a good old time. They'll both be back tomorrow, as far as that's concerned. Okay. New York Giants, someone mentioned earlier, how about them Cowboys? How about them Cowboys? I'm in, all right? They've convinced me they're for real now. I was taking it easy because I've seen this before, and then, you know, they do stupid things here, and they blow games here. I'm buying in now. I'm buying in on the Cowboys. It's not the offense. I thought they'd score a lot of points. I just thought they'd give up some. You know, that would be the problem there. I was the first part, I think I'm going to have said it on this show a couple of times. I didn't buy. You know, when Jerry Jones was stating in the offseason, well, it's not the players. We think it was the coach. You know, so they got rid of Nolan. They hired Dan Quinn. I was wrong. A new coach, I mean, I'm sure the system has helped him. But he's got these players running all over the place. Dallas is a fast defense. They're certainly not the most talented defense in the league. Not even close, but they're playing fast. And Trayvon Diggs, by the way. Why is anybody throwing his side? He only had one interception. I say only one interception yesterday. But he had his hands on 2 or 3 other balls. Throw it to the other side. I mean, I know it's easier to say that because also Diggs does tend to follow the number one receiver. So if you do that, oh, well, I'm never going to throw to my number one guy. I get that. But sometimes it's better safe than sorry here. Dallas scored 44 points yesterday, and they got off to a slow start. Anybody who watched that game, you know, he scored 10 points in the first quarter plus. And they could have scored much more, right? Dak got out of the interception. He fumbled inside the Giants' 5-yard line. Or else Dallas maybe blows that game out early. So, yeah, I'm in on the Cowboys. They play New England next Sunday, late game, 4:30. I'm sure that's the national game on CBS here. Now, the Cowboys never beat New England when Brady was there. So it's been a long time since I've seen a Cowboy win over the Patriots. You'll probably go back to the 90s Cowboys with Aikman and company there. So I got to think they beat New England. I mean, New England has no offense. There's no way. Their defense is good, but they can't keep up with the Cowboys. They just can't. So we'll see there. I think McCarthy admitted today that no Cowboys that are currently on the IR, that means Michael Gallup, for those wondering, are probably going to come back next week. I believe the Cowboys have a bye the week after, so that makes sense. Right? They give these guys the extra week's rest. They should be fine. But if once again, I don't care. If the Cowboys were to lose next week, if you were to tell me in August that the Cowboys were going to be 4-2 going into their bye, I would have taken that and ran. Right, taking that and ran. So I'll be a happy guy either way. That being said, I'm greedy. I want 5-1. But for the Cowboys, if you're a fan, are they going to have this division clinched by Thanksgiving? I mean, the Giants are toast. All right, they're 1-4. Is there anybody healthy on that team? Anyone healthy at all? All right, the Eagles, you know, they're no threat, and Washington can't get out of their own way here. Who would have thought the Washington offense is better than the defense? You would have told me that, once again, I'm like, oh, God, Washington's a real problem this year. Because I thought that defense was going to be top 5. Instead, it's really bad. Especially on 3rd down. It's really bad. So, not good.
What do we think about the Eagles, Kurtz, after they come back and beat the Panthers? You know, they kicked their butt in the second half, 15-3. They come back and win the game 21-18. The Panthers were in control the entire game. You know, people stopped watching that game. If you had a bunch of games in front of you, nobody started, you know, nobody paid attention to that Eagles-Panthers game in the final quarter thinking that the Panthers already won that game. Eagles storm back. You know they have momentum on their side, but their schedule is tough. They got the Buccaneers in Philadelphia this week, but then they go to the Raiders. Then they have the Raiders at home and the Lions. And they have a chance to crawl back into the division, but do you see them as a threat to the Cowboys, you know, as they get healthier down the line, or if they get healthier down the line?
No, no, I don't. And, you know, I've said this before. I don't think it should matter for the Eagles. Now, maybe this is just me, but I think if you're not competing for a Super Bowl, then, or if you're a team that hasn't been in the playoffs forever, Detroit making the playoffs would be a huge thing, right? Because they haven't made the playoffs in, literally, it's been a while, a couple of decades. All right, so I can see them where it's important to get to the playoffs. For Philadelphia, it's not. Can they win in the playoffs? And they can't. You know, I don't think they'll make the playoffs anyway. But what's important for Philadelphia is figuring out Jalen Hurts, who didn't have a good game yesterday. He was not good yesterday. Yes, he won the game because Sam Darnold was worse. That was Sam Darnold with the Jets yesterday. He was not good at all. They really blew that game. But Hurts wasn't good either. Now, the Eagles are likely to have three number one picks, assuming that Carson Wentz plays 75% of the snaps for the Colts. And right now, of course, he's well above that. We'll see how that goes as the season goes on here. And right now, those picks would all be in the top 10. I mean, that would be wild if that's how it finished. So they'd have three picks in the top 10. Because once again, Miami's choking, Indianapolis is choking, and their own pick. All right, so they need to figure out about Hurts. Is he your franchise quarterback? If he is, you're going to have a field day with those picks, right? You just pick the three best players. You know, maybe you get a running back, I don't think they would take a running back top 10. No one does anymore, but they desperately need one. Assuming they want to call running plays, because they don't call them anymore either. And I don't know if it's... Yeah, it's a chicken or the egg thing. Are they not calling running plays because Sanders can't get it done? Or, you know, Sanders not getting it done because they don't call any running plays? Is it because of the defense? They're always behind, so they can't run the ball. But they need a true running back there. You know, you can go offensive line, you go defensive line. Those three picks, that'd be massive. Absolutely massive if they don't need a quarterback. If they do need a quarterback, well, that changes things, Ron. You may have to package some of those picks to move up to get the number one spot if you want that guy. You know, so that could certainly change things there. But the Eagles would be in good shape next year with those picks. So I think that's what, in my mind, it's all that's important for the Eagles is Hurts the guy. You know, and I think he is, but I'm not completely sold on him yesterday. But I don't think they're a threat to the Cowboys. No, they're going to lose Thursday, right? They better lose Thursday because I had the Ravens in the first part of a teaser tonight. I think Ranieri and I both did, and I'm on Tampa Bay as the second part of that teaser Thursday. So if if the Eagles pull out this win, I'm not gonna be happy, Matthias. Not gonna be happy at all. All right, so we're not rooting for the Eagles. Not rooting for the Eagles anyway. But I think Tampa Bay once again. I mean, how many points are they?
I can never see you rooting for the Eagles.
Yeah, but, you know, we've talked about this. I think, didn't Gabe bring this up? You know, we can all say, I'm a Cowboy fan, so I hate the Eagles. I hate the Washington football team. I'm a Yankee fan. I hate the Red Sox. I'm an Islander fan. I hate this. Yeah, but you know what? I may be betting on the Eagles. I may be betting on the Washington team. There's plenty of times I'm rooting for them because I want to win money. You know, I'll say this over and over again. I love the Cowboys, Yankees, Islanders, but none of them are paying my bills. Not one's paying my bills. So I want to win money first. And if I think, you know, the team that's playing the Cowboys is going to win or cover, then I'm rooting for that team. Jerry Jones is not sending me a check. Once again, Sports Rage.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Sports Gage. Sports Rage Late Night. I'm George Kurtz. We'll be back.
Sports.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Hey, you tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston.
Not as long as you bastards are running things.
Hey, now speak up, George. I can't hear you. You tell that son of a bitch no Yankee is ever coming to Houston. Not as long as you bastards are running things.
George!
I think everybody knows I don't watch. I've never seen signs off of it, but that is funny. That's another thing that makes me laugh here. Sports Rage Late Night. I am not Gabe Morenci. I am George Kurtz. Gabe is probably, I don't know, he doesn't have any hair left, so he can't rip his hair out. Biting his nails, you know, cursing up a storm, drinking heavily. We're in the bottom of the ninth now. We're going to the bottom of the ninth now at Dodger Stadium, Shays Ravine. Still 1-0 Giants. 1-0 Giants. This would be a... Oof. At least they wouldn't be eliminated. Well, I guess you got that. I also wonder this. If the Dodgers do lose, are they really going to go with Tony Gonsolin tomorrow for Game 4? I'm thinking no. I think they'll bring Walker Buehler back on short rest. I think if they would have won, they would have gone with Gonsolin. But I think they'll go with Walker Buehler on short rest. Although, as we see, that doesn't always work. Bringing people back on short rest. Leg Show Magazine brings up Herm Edwards, by the way, as far as great rants. You play to win the game. Absolutely, that was a fantastic rant. Herm Edwards, he's with the Jets when he said that. Jets used to have training camp here on Long Island out by Hofstra University. They stopped that a long time ago. I used to go there a lot. Back when I lived in Nassau County, I used to live only a few miles away. But that was a fantastic rant. Yeah, no doubt about that. And, once again, Lake Show brings up NFL record for interceptions in a single season is 14. That Diggs could get close. Can't argue that. But James Horner also brings up that teams will stop throwing to him soon or his side soon. I have to think that's coming. What else do you need to be proven here? I mentioned it wasn't just the one interception he had yesterday. He had his hands on two others. So, yeah. I think they'll stop throwing his way here. First batter in the ninth inning is Chris Taylor, and he flies out on the first pitch. So much for trying to get ahead in the count there and work away on base. Flies out the center field. One out. By the way, somebody named Duval is closing this game out. Boy, I'm as big a baseball fan as there is, and I don't know this could. I know McGee pitched early. I know Rogers pitched earlier, too. So he used his... Kapler uses closes early, which is, by the way, I think a fantastic move, mind you. I'm a big believer. I think one of the reasons why the Rays are so successful, yeah, I know they lost tonight and they're done. But I think one of the reasons why they're so successful is that they're not afraid to use their best reliever in whatever inning they think they need it. If they think they need it in the fifth inning with runners on first and second, one out, then hey, that's when they got the pitch. You know, and that, I think that's how you win games. You got to be kidding me. Is everybody just swinging at the first pitch here? Are the Dodgers in a rush to get out of here? They're lucky, though. The Giants, I don't want to say they misplayed that one, but they didn't get to the ball here. Yastrzemski couldn't quite get there. Both up against the screen. It's like Chris Bryant was the other fielder there. But, man, the Dodgers must have a scouting report that he throws first-pitch fastballs and go after him. You know, maybe you don't want to go through his breaking stuff because they swung at the first pitch twice. Twice! And here, so they're not taking pitches at all here. One out in the ninth inning. Nobody on base for the Dodgers, and Gabe is sweating up a storm. Sweating up an absolute storm here. And I don't envy him. I feel bad. I do. I'm not a Dodger fan. I do have money on the Dodgers, but I have money on the under as well. So I'll come pretty close to even tonight. And I had Scherzer over his strikeout prop as well. So actually I have plus money in this game. But, I don't like seeing people's favorite teams lose. I don't. You know, it's not if I have nothing on it, then no. I hope you win. So I feel bad for the guy. I'm not going to root against Gabe because the Yankees were terrible and choked last week. No, I'm not that kind of guy. I say if it means nothing to me, I hope your team wins. I truly do. Maybe it's just growing up. I don't hate teams anymore. I mentioned it earlier. Might have money on them. I play in a lot of fantasy leagues or DFS. I used to play a lot more DFS than I do now. Gambling's taking over for that. Because I prefer, I think I'm better at that than DFS. I don't have to worry about beating other people. I'm just going to win my bet. So that's all I have to do there. But, the hatred's not there as it used to be. Tonight, I know Ranieri and I were joking. you know, Red Sox and Rays. I'm not so sure I cared who lost. I hate them both. I might hate the Rays more than I hate the Red Sox. You know, because I hate that stadium in Tropicana, that joke, that arcade thing they play there. Now, by the way, two outs now in the ninth inning here. Pollock strikes out, looking on the curveball. I can see why you don't want to wait for this guy's curveball. Probably was a ball, but just off the plate. Nothing drastic. Where it was a horrific call here. Two outs in the ninth here, Gabe. Not looking too good for you, for Dodger Blue.
Kurtz, we should have known. We should have known this was going to happen.
Look, the chat
in LA. It's 56 degrees out here right now. It's cold. It's been storming. It's been windy. San Francisco brought the weather with them. And the Dodgers are losing, and they're going to lose this game.
If you think I'm going to feel bad for you, it's 56 degrees right now. It's warmer here at 60.
But oh, no. Well, for LA, it's been warm.
Oh, wow.
You know, now it's getting cold now.
Yeah, you know, I did know it was windy. I saw it the pregame as well, about 15 miles an hour, which is unusual, to put it nicely here. So I did know that. Didn't change the strategy or anything. I was never gonna bet the over. If the wind was blowing out, I might have thought about it. Oh, we have a drive. We have a drive here. No, it dies at the track. I think whoever hit it, I didn't notice who it was, a left hander. I think he thought it was gone.
Lux.
It was Lux. I think Lux, oh, Lux. Lux did think it was gone. You can see the look on his face. He thought it was gone. And it wasn't actually even close to gone. It's at the beginning of the track, and he had another 10, 15 feet to get out of here. But Lux thought he got it. Pretty much dead center, left center field here. But it is caught. The Dodgers lose. They are down 2-1. Lux still has a bewilderment look on his face. I mean, he thought he got it. And maybe, you know, without the wind, he does. Yeah, maybe the wind is blowing
exactly,
in here.
Kurtz. Maybe. It hasn't been windy over here for a while. Yeah, this weather is not what they're used to over the last couple months.
Wow. That, oh man, that's just awful now, because I can imagine that Gabe's heart skipped a couple of beats, right? You know, just bad. Thomas Anthony, Cam about to make so much money from the Morency curse. I said I had no idea that Gabe has no luck when he goes to games. I gotta pay attention to this now. He's gonna be absolutely miserable, and I don't think he's gonna be there. He's on tomorrow night, so he's not gonna be there for game four. This is a one night thing, and I guess he's leaving shortly thereafter as well. Yeah, Lisa, poor Gabe.
This makes it exciting when he calls in. We need some rage. We need some.
He's gonna be some rage emotion. You're gonna hear some rage if he calls in here. We don't know if he's calling, Kurtz. Yeah, we don't know if he's calling yet. Neither Matthias or I know. We're just betting that if he does, he knows the timetable. He won't call in now because he knows we're off in a couple of minutes and the next segment's short. And he knows that we have a couple of tape segments. So we're guessing that if he calls in, it'll be in about 15 minutes for the 102. That would be our guess here. So if you want to lay any money, that's what we're thinking, 102. He's not going to wait an hour until 2 o'clock. That's not going to happen. So
he needs the vet, Kurtz.
Yeah.
There's nobody to vet to.
If that's him, you know, that's great. I can tell you, I don't generally get upset over losses anymore. Rarely anyway. You know, the last time I really got upset, and probably this is what changed my mind about the teams I root for, was when the Cowboys lost to the Giants in 07. I thought the Cowboys were, thought the Cowboys were a really good team that year, maybe the best team that Romo ever had. And I thought certainly thought they were better than the Giants, and they lost that game. And I'm here in my den, the house I live in now, and I had all the lights off, you know, and just the TV was on. And when I was watching it alone, and when they lost, you know, I turned the sound down, didn't want to hear everything, and I'm just sitting there in the recliner, probably with my head in my hands or something like that. And my desk, which is where I am now, is right behind the sectional, and so I can't see anything, you know, below 3 feet. But I noticed that my chair moved. Yeah, which is weird. I didn't have a dog at the time, so it wasn't a dog. And then my daughter, who was about one plus, and, you know, and just learning to walk, she was walking. She came into the room and just peeked around the section. I said to her, "Are you okay, Dad? You okay, Dad?" She didn't say that. She couldn't talk at the time, but that's like what she was trying to say. And when I saw that, I'm like, oh, it's a game. Why am I upset about this? It's a game. I didn't have any money on it. Nothing mattered. It's the Cowboys lost. Yeah, something I should have been used to anyway, right? They lost so many times here. So I was like, this is just a game. And, you know, one thing, as fans, we care about wins and losses more than most players. And most players, not every player, some players definitely take it to heart, but most players, it's a paycheck. It's a job. You know, they win, lose, they go home. You know, so, you know, it is what it is. But that's when I realized, well, why am I getting so upset about, you know, that sort of thing. So I may yell and scrape the TV. I certainly do. I don't use many four-letter words anymore because, once again, family, children, can't do that. My wife would strangle me. But, you know, I've just learned to calm down and not let it affect my life. You know, that, hey, you know, especially in baseball or hockey, there's always a game the next day or a day after. Football hurts, still hurts a little bit because you got to wait a week. All right, you got to wait a week. So that's always annoying here. But I try not to let it affect me all that much. So anyway, Dodgers lose. Didn't see that. I really thought they'd take that they would win this game tonight. And I certainly didn't see a shutout coming. That is probably maybe the biggest surprise tonight, that they were shut out here. I just thought, you know, Alex Wood, not the left-hander, not exactly the guy who's going to blow the ball by him. Even the bullpen, I thought they might be able to get to them. Didn't work out that way. So game four is tomorrow night, 9:07 Eastern time. That'll be on TBS if you care. And by the way, you should care, because trying to find these games on TV is driving me insane, right? First of all, it's a 9 o'clock time, not 9 o'clock start time, not 10. The Milwaukee-Atlanta game's 5:15. I got to search all over the place to find these times. The American League game, Houston, the White Sox, which is postponed today, is at 2 o'clock. So it's a lot of fun trying to find these games and where they're located. Like I said, it drives me insane. You know, is it on TBS, Fox Sports, MLB Network? You know, it's almost as bad as hockey when the hockey playoffs start, and I got to find out what channel CNBC is, you know, for the one time a year I'll watch it. So those are your game times for tomorrow. Like I said, the Dodgers were going to go with Gonsolin because they didn't. I guess they were thinking about Walker Buehler on 3 days rest, but decided against it. Now, I don't know what Walker Buehler's numbers are on 3 days rest. I don't think he's done it all that often, you know, but maybe they're awful. But that being said, I think with this loss tonight, you're going Walker Buehler. I don't think you're going to trust it to Gonsolin. I just don't see that. I think, once again, they'll go at Walker Buehler tomorrow. We may not find out about any change until tomorrow. So, once again, you may want to take that to consideration before placing any wagers. And I certainly will there. Obviously, it'll be a must-win game for the Dodgers and Gabe. And just, you know, I'm just really surprised Dodgers lost tonight. I can't believe they didn't score a run. You know, just not what I expected here. I mentioned the game between Houston and the White Sox was postponed earlier today due to rain. Moved to tomorrow. I think this is a huge advantage for the White Sox. For the Astros, as they get to go with Lance McCullers. He's their ace. I mean, he's not an ace pitcher, but he's their best pitcher and pitched very well game one. He'll go on normal rest. Normal rest here. And what I find interesting here is, as of right now, you know, once again, this could change. But as of right now, the White Sox will not go with Lance Lynn. You know, and I think the reason for that is because Lance Lynn's been, he's pitched pretty poorly now over the past 6-8 weeks. He has not been good. And he got wrecked in game one. So I don't think they have much faith in him against this Astros lineup. So they're going to go Carlos Rodon. Once again, this could change. Keep an eye on it. But they're going to go with Carlos Rodon. Bottom line is this. That Astros lineup is death. It's just, they're going to hit anybody. It's not going to matter who you throw out there. They're going to hit them. And for the White Sox to win this game and extend the series, they're going to have to hit with them. They're going to have to hit with them. And I don't know if they're capable of doing that. I just, not against McCullers there. I think it's going to be a problem for the White Sox tomorrow. I think the series ends tomorrow. That's where I'm going with this. I don't think it matters who's pitching for the White Sox. Rodon, Lynn, you know, it won't be Giolito. It'll be an all hands on deck outside of Giolito, most likely. I think Rodon starts and maybe Lynn comes in relief, but I don't think...
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It doesn't matter. I think the White Sox are going to take care of business tomorrow. I'm sorry, the Astros take care of business. And they're going to face the Red Sox in the ALCS. George Kurtz, Sports Rage. I'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, that team sure did suck last night. They just played sucked. Well, I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
That can qualify quite a few teams here. Sports Rage Late Night. No Gabe Morency. Well, we're hoping for Gabe Morency in maybe a couple of minutes. So, Gabe, if you're listening in, 102 is a good time there, bro. So we'll see if Gabe's going to call in. You know, last night, a couple of interesting plays in baseball, right? Now, I doubt if anybody at this network has watched more baseball than I have. I love the sport, always have. Watch the Yankees, watch. I'll watch any game. I have never seen that play at Fenway where it went off the wall, off Renfro, over the wall again, and yet it's still only a ground rule double. Yeah, it probably did cost the Rays the game. You know, I don't know how the rest of the game plays out. Nobody does, but it certainly was a big turning point in the game. No doubt that Yandy Diaz would have scored. You know, had the ball stayed in play, he was already about 60%, maybe three-quarters of the way to third base. So he scores easy. Did the umpires get the call right? Yeah, they did. But by rule book, they got the call correct. I think it needs to be changed. I do. You know, we heard today, I know some people, like a couple of people said now, oh, it happens so very rarely, it doesn't need to be changed. Well, just because it happens doesn't make it right, or doesn't make it we should ignore it. You know, why not change the rule to make more sense? Why not, instead of giving him two bases, you give him three? You know, so the runner on first would have scored. The batter would get a triple instead of a double. You know, so like, listen, if you just wanted to say, hey, if he does that, the runner on first scores, but the batter still gets a double, good with that, too. You know, but I don't think we should, or baseball should ignore it just because it happens so very rarely. You know, everybody says, oh, I've never seen that. Well, you know, it happened only a couple of years ago, ironically, to the Rays again. You know, that's why you heard Kevin Cash after the game. He knew the rule. Yeah, he knew it was going to cost his team a game there, or cost his team a chance to win a game. So, brutal way to lose for the Rays. I do not feel bad for them either, as not a team I'm very much a fan of as far as the Rays are concerned. So, the countdown is sort of on now. Will Gabe call? You know, how's Gabe doing? Is he alive here? So, I'm just curious, anybody else? Yeah, how, if he calls, what's he going to act like? I have had Gabe call in from a game before. Not a team he was too rooting for, like just a playoff game, but it's always interesting. So, Sports Rage Late Night. I'm George Kurtz. We'll see if Gabe's with us.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.